And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And this morning in the studio, I have with me a member of St. Anthony's Parish, Erica Cardalis. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Well, you're here to talk about one of their big fundraising events that I think the entire community looks forward to, because this is lots of fun.
Yes. The St. Anthony's Carnival has been happening since the 1940s, and it hasn't really changed much over the decades. We have our turkey dinner on Thursday night. This year, it'll be November 8th, and the carnival is Friday and Saturday night, the 9th and 10th. We also have a special dinner on Saturday the 10th. It's a Mexican dinner, serving enchiladas, rice, and beans. But also, Angel Veal is making his famous tamales, and he's promised to make a double batch this year because they sold out so fast last year. But you better get there early to get those.
Now, people have been stopping you and asking about the different dates and whatnot. And it's different because usually it's the first weekend in November, but because of Halloween, we bumped it a little bit. And so that is the whole reason why the carnival has been moved.
Yes, it's normally the first weekend in November, unless the turkey dinner is going to fall on November 1st. Then it becomes a week later. It's actually good this year because that means I get to go to Helper's First Friday. That's this Friday. So come to Helper for that, and then come back to Helper next Friday, the 9th, or Saturday the 10th for the carnival.
All right, so this is fun for the entire family. St. Anthony's Carnival is for everybody, all ages.
Oh, yeah, we have games for the grown-ups, and we have games for the little kids. We have face painting, we have the fish pond, ring toss, basketball throw, baseball throw, stuff like that. We also have a silent auction and a bucket raffle.
So tell us a little bit about where the proceeds will go to.
This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. We have another spaghetti dinner in the spring, but this is what really keeps St. Anthony's going. We are a small parish, and this fundraiser pays as simple as keeps the lights on and pays for the heating bill, but it also allows St. Anthony to continue on into the future.
Now, do you find with each year the carnival just gets bigger and bigger?
Yeah, it really does. And then the prizes get better and better each year, which just stuns me every year because it's the local businesses that are doing these donations, and they are so wonderful. And our fundraiser is really late in the year, and, you know, so some people by this point must be donated out. But no, year after year, the businesses continue to support us, and I highly recommend you come and win some of these prizes because they're just amazing.
So we got, like, beautiful baskets and gift certificates and all sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, the silent auction. We have amazing things that are being donated for that. I can't even begin to list them.
Give us an idea.
They are taking over my house. Oh, I have a 30-inch metal fire pit from Magnuson Lumber down in Castledale. The Budweiser distributor, General Distributing, I believe I'm saying it right this time. They have given me a Budweiser cooler. They've given me a signed Real soccer ball, a bunch of T-shirts. Coca-Cola gave me Sprite backpacks, Monster towels and hats, things like that.
Oh, wow. You got some really good stuff then.
And then I've been hitting over the mountain for donations. So I have some mystery room prizes. I've got Heber hatchets, where you can go with your friends and throw hatchets.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Something different.
Blaster tag, where you can go and have a Nerf gun fight.
Well, it sounds like you've got some pretty great stuff in that silent auction. So definitely something you guys do not want to miss. So Mexican dinner is on Saturday. The turkey dinner, of course, kicks everything off.
Yeah, turkey dinner is 4 to 7 on Thursday night at the Helper Civic Auditorium. And then the Mexican dinner will go to 4, but only till 6:30. 6:30 Friday and Saturday is when the doors open to come to the carnival.
Now, say I can't come for dinner, but I'm really craving turkey, or I'm really craving Mexican. Do you guys have to-go containers?
Oh, yeah. We do have takeout if you'll swing by and pick it up.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Now, if I want to just make a donation, say I'm going to be out of town that weekend and I want to make a donation to St. Anthony's, where would I be able to do that?
Well, I always laugh when people say, can I donate? Well, sure. I can't even begin to thank you enough. So it's a cute little church. It has a cute little address. It's 5 South Main, Helper, Utah, 84526, if you want to drop it in the mail. And if you want me to come and schlep and pick it up, I'd be happy to do that. My name's Erica, and my number's 472-8824.
All right, perfect. Well, Erica, you gave us a lot of great info on a wonderful fundraising event that's going to take place. I appreciate you taking time to come in and speak with us about this, and give one last big, huge invite to the listeners out there.
Really come, enjoy, bring your friends, bring your family, bring your kids. there's so much to do, and there's good food, and there's the treat booth. You'll find, and the prizes. Just play our games and win all these wonderful donations.
And it's going to be a good time, right?
Oh, yeah. It's always a great time. Yep. And you get to see everybody you know in the county.
Yep. It'll be lots of fun. All right, folks. Again, that is the St. Anthony's Carnival. It takes place on November 9th and 10th. And the turkey dinner kicks things off on Thursday evening at 4 o'clock and goes till 7. And the Mexican dinner is from 4 until 6:30. Lots of fun stuff going on. Now, the doors open at 6:30 p.m. There's going to be a raffle, silent auction, kids games, booths, face painting, other food if the kids aren't too particular on liking a turkey dinner or Mexican dinner. But there's some other food, hamburgers, kielbasa, you can't beat that, and other homemade goodies. So all of the proceeds earned from this event go to the operational costs for St. Anthony's. And you know what? This is just a fun fundraiser. Everyone, all ages are invited to come. So come on out. Again, thank you, Erica, for taking time to come out and speak with us.
Thank you.
All right. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.